Chris, it was a stubborn outfit tonight, but we sort of kept our patience and got the goals when the chances come along.
Yeah, we kept at it. I don't think, you know, in terms of performance, was it good? No, I don't think it was. But you know, we played well Saturday and didn't get anything from it. And, you know, tonight we probably got through. Probably over the 90 minutes, we probably deserved to get through. The second half was a lot better. First half, we were really slow in possession. We didn't move them around enough. We didn't open them out enough. But, you know, second half was a lot better. I think they tied a little bit. There was lots of spaces for us. But again, you know, still we didn't really take advantage of it in terms of, rather than the two goals, we had lots of corners, lots of long throws, which we didn't convert, which is disappointing because it's a big strength of ours. So that's something that, you know, we need to improve on as well.
The first half, as smaller sides do when they come here to bigger clubs, they raise their game. Was that sort of part of the reason why we couldn't break the deadlock in the first half? They sat in and made it difficult for us?
I think, I don't know, call them smaller clubs, bigger clubs, I don't think probably that's fair. But I think they were certainly, you know, they were organised first half. They made it difficult for us. They got behind the ball. But we were sloppy in the middle of the pitch. I think we turned the ball over. If we turned the ball over 10 times in the middle third of the pitch, I'd probably more. And that's not good enough because then that allows teams to counter-attack. Luckily for us today, you know, they didn't take advantage of that. But, you know, when you're playing against a Welsh Premier League side, they will do and they'll punish us. So, you know, we probably got away with that in terms of how sloppy we were in the middle third, in terms of people taking too many touches, people not moving the ball quick enough, people not having a picture of what's around them. You know, sometimes lads want to play and you know, that's why we tell them first time the first ball's got to go forward and then we'll play off that as a second. And that's the reason why, because we can't turn the ball over in the middle third of the pitch.
Is it pleasing when the two clear-cut chances come along that you were clinical and you took them and got the job done?
Yeah, I think that's probably the difference, wasn't it, on the night really. We took our chances and, you know, the first goal, really well-worked goal between Luke, a little set, and a good finish by Ryan, good composure. To be fair, probably the only time all evening that someone sort of a bit of composure. And the second goal was a great little counter-attack. Good play by Nick into Kirsch, and a good little pass to Boundy and took it in stride and finished it, you know. But like you say, probably as a performance, it probably wasn't what we're after. But, you know, we got the result, we're through to the next round, which is the aim at the start of the evening.
You made six changes, chance for some other lads to get them minutes under their belt, and then unfortunate for Jojo Harris to go off with what looked like a nasty knock.
Yeah, it's disappointing because, you know, the opportunity was there, you know, five or six of them to put their hands up. I don't think some of them did that in the first half. I think the second half we started to get better. We changed the shape a little bit. That's about 10 minutes, which gives us a bit more of a foothold, and we were able to play through them a little bit more, and the two goals came from that. But, you know, look, it's disappointing with Jojo. We're not sure what he's done yet. Hopefully we'll get an update soon, and he's all right. But, you know, we haven't got a massively sized squad, and now getting through to the next round is I think it's in a couple of weeks. You know, it's good because it gives us momentum, but obviously it's an extra game in terms of the squad and the planning.
And one injury where a player carries on. Luke Bangford's took two massive knocks to his nose in the last two games. He's sporting a rather large band, but he seems to keep soldiering on for you.
Yeah, well, that's not a surprise, is it, with Boundy, that he does that. You know, he picked up the injury on Saturday by putting his head where you know, most people want to put their boots. So, you know, we know what he's like. He's a soldier for us. He goes to war every week. He gives us his all, and he's been like that since he's been at the club, and since I've been at the club, he's been fantastic. And, you know, I thought we asked him to play slightly differently tonight, you know, through the middle, and he led the line really well. And, you know, as I say, took his goal. He was clinical and took his goal really well. So, but, you know, going into Saturday, we can take positives. There's some people who maybe haven't put their hand up, and some people who have, and we'll have a think now, myself, Cal and Cads, before we go to Druids. It should be a tough game, but one we're looking forward to.